Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Of the old one who's.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again we bring another new episode of our program Miraculous Events of Sahaba. As it's quite obvious from the title of the program that in this program we talk about miraculous events of the Sahaba, such events that are out of the ordinary, that the human intellect cannot grasp, that are beyond the comprehension of human intellect. We're talking about those events of Sahaba that were manifested by them. In our last episode, we spoke about certain miraculous events of the first Caliph of Islam, our leader, our master, the most elite, he is Afdalul Bashar Ba'd al-Anbiya, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we will continue our discussion with his mention. We will continue talking about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and some of the miraculous events that were manifested by him, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. But as per our normal routine, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon our master, our leader, the best of the creation, the beloved of Allah, the owner of Jannah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned that indeed Jibra'il gave me the glad tidings that whoever recites salat upon you, Allah sends mercy to him, and whoever sends salam to you, Allah sends peace to him. Subhanallah. So dear viewers, we should also send salat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as much as we can, so that we can also be deserving of receiving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and peace from his divine court. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi, ya Sayyidi, ya Sayyidi, ya Makki, ya Madani, ya Arabi, ya Qarashi, ya Hashimi, ya Muttalibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, today we will continue our discussion on the topic of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and certain miraculous events that were manifested by him. The first miraculous event that we will talk about today, dear viewers, is about his insightfulness, is the foresightedness, the wisdom, the inner wisdom that he possessed, and the ability of foreseeing certain events of the future based on which he would make certain decisions which were far-fetched for certain individuals, and they would be shocked and astonished as to why Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu has made this very decision. But in future, they would realize and they would also admit that yes, that very decision of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was absolutely perfectly fine and the most correct decision. In this relation, dear viewers, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam passed away physically from this world, that was very, very difficult time for the Muslims. You can imagine the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved personality on the face of the earth, he departs from this world physically. You can imagine how tough those times would be for the ardent devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it required someone like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu to stand up in those testing times and be Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers who could take control of the matters that were very problematic and chaotic at that very moment of time. So when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he physically departed from this world, then one of the issues that were faced by the Muslim Ummah was apostasy. Many tribes, they apostated and they became non-believers, they became disbelievers, they left the folds of Islam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he led an expedition against them, and one of the tribes, its leader was Ash'ath bin Qais. one of the tribes who had apostated, its head was Ash'ath bin Qais. Therefore, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, he led an expedition against this very tribe as well and arrested Ash'ath bin Qais. Now, Ash'ath bin Qais, he was chained up and presented in the court of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. Now, you can imagine, dear viewers, that apostasy is one of the biggest crimes, one of the biggest sins that anyone can ever commit. Now, this very tribe who rebelled against Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, against Islam, and they apostated, and their leader has been caught and brought in the court of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. So you can imagine a rebellion, someone who led this very campaign of apostasy, of leaving Islam, who's the head of the tribe who apostated all of them, they left the folds of Islam. This very individual is the head of this very campaign. He's been arrested and he's been brought in the court of the leader of believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So you can imagine what that time would be, and an individual of such nature, he is present in the court of the leader of believers. Now what happens? In the midst of all this, Ash'ath bin Qais, he admits to his very crime and he repents instantly and he embraces Islam. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he became extremely happy of his repentance. Not only that, he wholeheartedly forgave him and he also married his beloved sister, Sayyidatuna Umme Farwa radiallahu anha, to him and blessed him with many other gifts and rewards as well. Now, all the other courtiers, all the companions who were present, they were shocked, they were astonished as to this is the individual who led a great campaign of rebelliousness. This is the head of that tribe who rebelled against Islam. And now he's been brought in the court of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He's that individual who led the bloodshed of many Muslims. So how come Amir al-Mu'mineen is being so grateful to him? How come Amir al-Mu'mineen is blessing him so much? How come he's bestowing him to such an extent where he marries his sister to him, he gives him more rewards and more blessings and many other gifts? But then a time came when Ash'ath bin Qais radiallahu an, that he led many expeditions for Islam, and the great remarkable achievements that he attained, they are written in golden words in the history of Islam. Iraq, that was conquered by none other than Ash'ath bin Qais radiallahu an. And then during the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an, again he radiallahu an led many of the expeditions, and many of the lands they were conquered by Ash'ath bin Qais radiallahu an. And at that very moment of time, all the Sahaba, they had to admit the fact that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was the individual, was the personality who saw these hidden gems, these hidden talents within Ash'ath bin Qais radiallahu anhu back then, where he not only forgave him but also gave him a very high rank, which led to the great victories of Islam, which led to Ash'ath bin Qais radiallahu anhu serving Islam greatly. The results in front of our eyes today, where Iraq and many other lands that were conquered during the era of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, they are under Muslim territory, alhamdulillah. So many great services of Islam were rendered by Ash'ath bin Qais radiallahu anhu after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu forgave him and designated him upon very important roles. And at that moment of time, the Sahaba, they were quite astonished and surprised as to why so-called rebellious person of that very time, an obstinate person of that very time who rebelled against Islam, why is he being given so much honor, so much esteem? They couldn't understand at that time. But after all this happened, and after Sayyidina Ash'ath bin Qais radiallahu anhu brought so great remarkable victories for Islam, so great remarkable achievements for Islam, then they realized that it was the insightfulness of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu back then who was able to see the hidden gems within Sayyiduna Ash'ath bin Qais radiyallahu anhu, who then brought these great achievements and victories for the Muslims, which we even see and enjoy today. And the insightfulness, the foresightedness, the wisdom of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh was second to none. And it was because of this that the legendary companion, the legendary juristic companion, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anh, he used to generally say that, in my knowledge, there are three such personalities who are at the highest ranks of insightfulness, of wisdom, of foresightedness. First one, he says, it is the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, whose insightfulness saw Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh to be deserving of being the second caliph of Islam, and after himself, he nominated Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh to be the leader of the believers. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh is the first personality in the sight of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anh, who is at the highest ranks in terms of insightfulness. And the reason being, because he radiallahu anh, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, nominated Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh during his lifetime to be the leader of believers after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. And again, that was the great faculty of seeing the future, of having that foresightedness, of having that insightfulness, that made Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh have Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh nominated as caliph after him for the believers. The second personality that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anh mentioned, who is at the highest ranks of insightfulness, was the honorable wife of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, who was Sayyidatuna Safura radiallahu anha. Again, Sayyidatuna Safura radiallahu anha, she had seen the bright future of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and she is the one who spoke to her father, Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam, to employ Musa alayhi salam in the house for certain chores. And then later on, Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, he married Sayyidatuna Safura radiallahu anha to Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then afterwards, Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was also given prophethood. So according to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anh, the second personality that he says, who is on highest ranks of insightfulness, is Sayyidatuna Safura radiallahu anha, who's the honorable wife of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And the third individual, the third personality that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu deems as being upon the highest ranks of insightfulness, is the king of Misr, Aziz Misr, the king of Egypt, who commanded his wife Zulaykha to be exceptionally regardful and considerate in relation to Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Because although Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had come to them as a slave, but Aziz Misr, he had seen through his insightfulness the bright future of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that he is going to be the king of future. And he had also seen the greatness and the eminence, the piety of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So he specially instructed Zulaykha, who was his wife at that time, to be extraordinary, considerate in regards to Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and observe special honor and respect of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So these were the three personalities that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anh deemed as being upon the highest ranks of insightfulness, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh being one of them. Once, dear viewers, a person came and he mentioned his dream to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, who said that, I saw a dream where I was urinating in blood. Now listening to this, he radiallahu anh became extremely enraged. He became furious. He became wrathful. And he said to him that, you perform intercourse with your wife in her specific days, the days that are specific to women. In those very days, you perform intercourse with her. Therefore, repent from this very sin and beware that in future, never ever commit this act again. Now that very person became extremely embarrassed of this very hidden sin of his, and he repented. Now Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he also interpreted the dream of a person, and he came to know of the sin that that very person would commit. So this was also another miraculous event of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Another beautiful miraculous event, dear viewers, took place when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he passed away. So when he radiallahu anhu passed away, his funeral was taken by the people to the blessed chamber of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the people, they said, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, hadha Abu Bakrin." Now, as soon as they said this, the door of the blessed chamber, it opened itself, and all the attendees, they heard this voice from the unseen saying, "Enter, beloved, in the court of the beloved." Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is another miraculous event that was manifested by Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu even after his passing. Now, dear viewers, another miraculous event of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu took place when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he sent an army for a special expedition to fight the enemy. And this army was sent by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam just a few days before his physical passing from this mortal world. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he saw this army of himself during the days of his illness. And Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, he was given the flag of Islam and he was made the commander-in-chief of this very army. However, the army was camped at a certain place when the news of the passing of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam spread all around. So that army was camped at a certain place, and other soldiers, other troops were also joining the army. But in the midst of this, the news of the passing of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam spread all around. Now as soon as this army also received the news of the passing of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they also returned to Madinatul Munawwara. Now as we spoke earlier, that after the passing of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, many unpleasant events took place, and many enemies of Islam, they found a great opportunity to harm Islam, but it was none other than the companions of the Prophet who stood firm in the face of all those difficulties and tests and trials, and they responded to them and they defended the honor of Islam. So when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he physically passed away, this army that comes back to Medina, now many tribes, they left the folds of Islam, they apostated, and accursed person like Musaylimah Kadhab, he also claimed for prophethood, and he also provoked many other tribes to rebel against Islam and to apostate and leave the folds of Islam. Now, many tribes, they apostated, they left the folds of Islam. Musaylimah Kadhab was being successful in some of his tactics in harming Islam, in rebelling against Islam, in making other tribes to rebel against Islam. As soon as Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he became the leader of the believers. Now, the first command that he issued was that the army that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had sent for that very battle that had now returned to Medina. Now, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu, he again sent that army straight away. The first command that he issues is for this army to leave again for the expedition for which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had sent them. Now, when the other Sahaba, they found out about this very decision of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, they were again perplexed, they were shocked, they were astonished to say the least. As in many other people, they are looking for an opportunity to harm Islam. Many tribes, they've left Islam. There are many people who have rebelled against Islam, and they're looking for an opportunity to harm Islam in whatever way possible they can. And there was a very big possibility that anyone could also attack Madinatul Munawwara right at that very moment of time. Now, in the midst of all this, for such a big army to leave Medina again, to go for to fight the enemy at another place. This was something far-fetched for the Sahaba, and they couldn't understand the wisdom behind this. So the Sahaba, they, as a delegation, came in the court of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, and in that delegation was also Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. So they came in the court of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, and they very respectfully and humbly they said that, O successor of the Prophet, in such difficult and testing times, when Medina is in danger of being attacked from all four sides, to the extent that many people, they are trying their best to harm Medina, in such testing times, please stop this very army of Usama that you've instructed to go to fight the enemy. So please stop them, don't send them, keep them in Medina, so that with this army we can face those who have rebelled against Islam, those who look to harm us, and we can finish them, uproot this very fitna. So this is what their mindset was, that we need a big army, the army in which many warrior companions were also in there. So in this very army, we need that very army in Medina so that we can face any testing times, any attack. If it is done on Medina, we can use this army to reply back to that very attack, and we can uproot this very fitna that has risen now, and we can stop people from rebelling against Islam. So this was what their mindset and mentality was. Now listening to this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he became extremely emotional, and he said that, by Allah, I prefer being consumed by birds, but the army that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam sent for an expedition to fight the enemy, it is not acceptable to me that I call them back. I go against the decision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. I will definitely send this army. I will definitely send them, and I will not bear even one day's delay in this. So what happens is that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he issues the instructions for the army to leave for the battle. Now as this fierce army leaves for the battle, all the other tribes, the rebellion tribes and those who look to harm Islam, when this army passed by them, they were overtaken, they were overwhelmed with awe and fear of the Muslim army, and they thought to themselves that if Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who's the leader of the believers, who's the caliph of the believers, if he doesn't have reserve army, then it is beyond our understanding that he would send such a fierce army for a battle so far away to fight another enemy. The time that is full of trials and difficulties. Who would send all his army to fight the enemy if they don't have anyone to protect themselves within their own homeland, within their own country? So with this fear in mind, that if Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu has sent such a fierce, such a big army to fight the enemy away from Medina, then they must have reserve army, reserve force in Medina who would be more stronger and more expert in war affairs than these very soldiers. With these thoughts in their mind, no one dared to rebel against Islam anymore, and no one dared to attack or harm Medina anymore. And on the other hand, this very army, they went, and after a fierce battle of 40 days, they attained victory over there. And many other tribes who were thinking of apostating, who were thinking of leaving the folds of Islam, who were thinking of attacking Medina, they all left their ill thoughts. Many of them who had rebelled against Islam, who had apostated, they also came back in the folds of Islam. Many of those who were planning to attack Medina, they left all their plans, they didn't attack Medina. And on the other hand, this army also came back victorious. So at that very moment of time, the Sahaba, they understood and they realized that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he killed two birds with one stone. He defeated the enemy far away from Medina as well. And all the other fitnas, the other trials that were raising at the most delicate of times, all that was also stopped and uprooted by Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. This was the greatness, the insightfulness of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, through which Islam attained two victories at once. Two birds were killed with one stone. Subhanallah. The fitna of apostasy, that was also stopped. Many people who were trying to harm Islam, they also stopped. And on the other hand, Muslims also achieved victory in faraway land as well. So this was the gaze of karama of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who had seen these results through his insightfulness, through his foresightedness, that gave such great results for the Muslim Ummah, which the Sahaba alayhim ridwan at a later stage were in awe of, and they realized and admitted that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was absolutely right in his decision which he took, which at that very moment of time, the Sahaba, they were against this decision, but they realized that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he was right that very decision. Subhanallah. This was the insight of our master, the first caliph of Islam, the most superior, the most elite. He is Abdul Bashar Ba'd al-Anbiya, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Subhanallah. And one last miraculous event of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, which we will cover today, dear viewers, is mentioned by our mother, the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, who says that after the passing of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, there was a difference between the Sahaba that where should we bury Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Some of them were of the opinion that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu should be buried in the graveyard of martyrs. And some, they wanted his blessed grave to be in Jannatul Maqi. However, my heartly desire was for him to be buried in the same chamber where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is resting, in the same chamber where the blessed grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, which was the blessed chamber of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha herself. Now she says that this discussion was taking place, that all of a sudden I felt sleepy, and in the dream I heard this noise, someone saying, "Make beloved meet the beloved." Now she says that after waking up, I mentioned this very dream to other people. And many other people, they also said that we heard the same voice as well. And in Masjid al-Nabawi, many people also said that we also heard the same voice as well. And after this, all the Sahaba, they agreed upon the fact. They had a consensus upon the fact that the grave of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu should be made in the blessed chamber where the blessed grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is. Therefore, the blessed grave of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was made next to the blessed grave of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And this way, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu attained special proximity to his beloved, our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, even after passing away. So this miraculous event where this voice from the unseen was heard by the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, and many other people, this also shows the greatness of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and the miraculous events that are associated with his very personality. And we also come to know that miraculous events being manifested during one's lifetime is one thing, but being manifested after their passing, and also to such a degree, and also of such nature, subhanallah, that is something beyond our comprehension, and it depicts the greatness, the eminent ranks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Abu Bakr Siddiq with. So dear viewers, this was all from today's episode, where we covered a few more miraculous events of the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Insha'Allah Zawajal, in our next episode, we'll cover more miraculous events of another sahabi, another companion of the Prophet. So make sure you stay tuned into Madani channel, and don't forget to join us again in our next episode of our program, Miraculous Events of Sahaba. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions.
Radiallahu anhu.